And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Guten Tag. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. From the entertainment capital of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical cheese-covered nuclear industrial complex of the corporation of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And some might think I'm Cupid to the seals today, but others think that...
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Yes, indeed. Making sure that the sweethearts at La Jolla Cove have a sweet heart for Valentine's. And, well, that means we're going to bring out strudel today for those concerned San Diego homo sapiens who head out to Casa Beach today between 2 and 4 p.m. to form a human heart about right above the seal's home there, right above their home sweet home. Well, we're not exactly forming a human heart. I mean, no messy ventricles in jars or anything like that out there. We're forming a heart out of humans as an expression of our love for the seals and our desire to protect them. A gathering of good, warm-hearted people today who unfortunately happen to be broken-hearted by a cold-hearted mayor and city council, especially the heartless Scott Peters. Ooh, as Valentine approaches, I'm hearing a theme here. Those who have abandoned our sweethearts, the seals, and their legal responsibilities to protect them under the Federal Marine Mammal Protection Act, and now a thriving colony of 200 is diminished to less than 90. Well, we love our seals, and we're gathering today as an expression of love and commitment to the seals. Sweets for about 30 of the good-hearted people who stand together to form our Valentine card to them up above the sand. You know, last week we were thinking about, oh, we'll go down and we'll rake a line in the sand in the form of a heart and stand there, but we don't want to go down in the sand either and upset the seals. It's their home, and it's their pupping season coming on. And so if it's in your heart to help the seals by volunteering for the Hold a Sign, Rake a Line campaign to inform beachgoers of the need to give the seals their space on their home sweet home, Casa Beach, por favor, tenga corazón. You can sign up with Sarah or Saul, volunteer coordinators for that campaign. So come on out today from 2 to 4 p.m. at Casa Beach in lovely La Jolla Cove. If you're in the L.A. area today, you can head over to the Santa Monica Promenade. Last Chance for Animals is out there tabling until 9 o'clock tonight. Valentine's Day is also Pet Theft Awareness Day. And we get this word from Last Chance for Animals and their website, lcanimal.org, to join with them to celebrate the 17th annual National Pet Theft Awareness Day. Each year, with the help of animal welfare groups and rescue organizations and individuals throughout the United States, this campaign raises awareness about the problem of pet theft, and it educates people about what they can do to protect their companion animals, and it memorializes the 2 million companion animals who are stolen every year. It's a threatening epidemic. Pet theft is a major problem in the United States. Nearly 2 million companion animals are stolen each year, and sadly these animals are taken under false pretense through like free to good home ads, or they're abducted from their yards, or they're taken from shelters through a practice called pound seizure, and the animals are then sold to research laboratories and dog fighting rings or puppy mills, where they're abused and often killed. So LCA, Last Chance for Animals, invites you to participate. A few things that you can do. You can join LCA at Barrington Dog Park tomorrow, Valentine's Day, Monday. $10 ID tattoos for your companion animal. That's a $35 savings right there. Again, that's tomorrow, Barrington Dog Park at 333 South Barrington Avenue in Los Angeles, starting 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's tomorrow. And LCA asks that you ask your senators to sponsor the Pet Safety and Protection Act. And there's all sorts of information about this. You can visit the website, stolenpets.com, stolenpets.com. And we love Last Chance for Animals. We express our love on Valentine's Day, and we do love Last Chance for Animals. And, you know, their heroic leader, Chris DeRose, who has fought for justice for animals for so many years, and gosh, he moved here. He was a cop from the East Coast and a successful acting career on soap operas, and just got, this cause can take over your heart, and for him it was the cause of justice. And well, look what happens with the work that Chris DeRose and Last Chance for Animals have done. From KARK in Arkansas, it said, animal dealers busted. Members of Last Chance for Animals are celebrating their undercover investigation, combined with 15 years worth of work and research, has helped put a Class B animal dealer out of business. Such dealers sell dogs and cats to hospitals and labs for research. Last Chance helped prove that C.C. Baird and his family were stealing pets to sell and abusing them before they were shipped off for research. The undercover video shows dogs being shot, slapped, and dragged. In addition to Baird, his wife, and his two daughters permanently losing their dealership licenses, Baird has been fined the largest amount ever levied by the USDA, almost $263,000. All that comes from civil charges, and a federal criminal indictment is in the works. So we love you, Last Chance for Animals, for the work that you do. And, you know, for animal activists everywhere, they're doing the great work, and we love them all for it. So what are your plans for Valentine's? That romantic dinner? So often people think that the perfect romantic evening is to go out, you know, for a steak dinner or so-called seafood. And by the way, if this year you are going out for that so-called seafood, after you get those flowers, hopefully the card that comes with the flowers has a warning in it. If you are going out for that seafood, if that card doesn't have a disclaimer regarding the ensuing dinner that you are about to consume, well, hopefully there'll be a warning at the restaurant. Or maybe the restaurant will be fined. I don't know if you got to see this. This was from the Associated Press. It says, California restaurant chains to post seafood warnings under settlement. Several major restaurant chains in California will be required to post warnings to customers about the dangers of mercury in fish under a settlement that was approved Friday, the state attorney general's office said. San Francisco County Judge Richard Crema approved the settlement of Attorney General Bill Lockyer's April 2003 lawsuit against such chains as Chili's, P.F. Chang's, and Outback Steakhouse. The state alleged that the restaurants violated voter-approved guidelines that require businesses to post warnings when they expose people to substances that cause cancer or reproductive harm. Are we talking about your Valentine's dinner, your seafood dinner coming up tomorrow night or tonight? Under the settlement, the chains will also be required to pay $132,000 in civil penalties and another $132,000 to pay for programs aimed at educating consumers about mercury in fish, as well as efforts to monitor restaurants' compliance. The settling defendants include Morton's, Bennigan's, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, Yard House, Chili's, Outback Steakhouse, Benihana, Landry's Restaurants, Claim Jumper, Cheesecake Factory, and P.F. Chang's. The settlement requires all but two of the chains to post detailed warnings about mercury in fish, including a notice that young children and pregnant women should limit consumption of tuna and avoid eating swordfish, mackerel, tilefish, and shark. The other two chains will be required to post the generic warning about carcinogens and reproductive toxins that come with your Valentine's dinner. The warning signs must be posted near the restaurant's front door at eye level and with sufficient lighting. So you're deputized now to make sure that they're following the law. Let me know and I'll call Bill Lockyer, okay? Lockyer said the state isn't trying to discourage people from eating fish, but you know, what can you say about ahimsa? Honest, you know, and satya. honesty here. He wants to ensure that consumers know when they're being exposed to dangerous substances, you know, especially when they come on your plate, huh? We are at Valentine's. And by the way, the mercury is a neurotoxin. If indeed you have your seafood dinner and the romance works out and leads to little ones, you might be exposing those little sweethearts to brain damage and developmental problems. So maybe you want to eat it, follow your heart after all. But we are at Valentine's, less an occasion of neurotoxins, less an occasion of the brain than it is of the heart. The heart, the symbol of love and compassion. So let's get to the heart of the matter. You have a good heart, right? You're a person with a good heart. Well, don't you want to keep it that way? I hope that you'll have a change of heart and forego that steak or the so-called seafood and the dairy ice cream for dessert and have a heart for the animals. Don't eat them or don't eat products with animal ingredients, and it's the best thing that you can do for your heart. So maybe we should have a little heart-to-heart here right now. I just want to make sure you're heart aware for Valentine's, and you can simply go to the goveg.com website, as I did, for all of this scientific information here. So let's talk just for a moment about your heart as Valentine's is here. And basically it says there, meat-based diet dangerous for your heart's health. And there's a quote in there from Dr. Dean Ornish, the medical doctor who has reversed heart disease by having his patients go on vegan programs. Anyway, his quote is, "The link between animal products and heart disease is now very well documented. It's no surprise that half of all Americans develop heart disease because the typical U.S. diet puts almost everyone at risk," end quote. So from GoVeg.com, it says, "The heart is arguably the hardest working muscle in the body, pumping blood, oxygen, and nutrients to all the body's organs. A healthy heart is a prescription for a healthy body. Eating animal-based foods impairs the heart's ability to do its job. Meat and dairy products are high in cholesterol and saturated fat. As these fatty substances or plaques build up inside the walls of arteries, blood flow to all areas of the body is impeded. This artery damage is called atherosclerosis. It often begins very early in life. We're seeing it more and more with children aged 4 and 5, it develops gradually. When too little blood reaches various regions of the body, normal immune systems are impaired, setting people up for a number of diseases, most notably heart disease. Heart disease is the number one health problem in the United States today, and according to the American Heart Association, the single leading cause of death. It is certainly the number one cause of death for women. Most heart disease is diet-related, caused by animal products. Research conducted by Dr. T. Colin Campbell, a former guest on the show, we'll have to have him back, shows a highly significant correlation between the consumption of even small amounts of animal-based foods and the increasing prevalence of heart disease. Telltale signs of heart disease include impotence, swollen feet and ankles, and shortness of breath. The most common symptom occurs when atherosclerosis prevents blood from flowing to the heart and the victim experiences chest pains. This is called ischemia, and it's a warning sign that coronary heart disease has progressed to a dangerous point. Eventually, a heart attack results from the lack of blood flow to the heart. Sadly, 60% of children and young adults have early atherosclerotic damage that can lead to heart disease. And according to the National Center for Health Statistics and the American Heart Association, about 5.8 million men and 6.1 million women alive today have suffered from a heart attack or acute chest pain. Mortality rates for heart disease are higher than those of all forms of cancer combined, and more than 700,000 people die from the disease every year. Okay, here's the good news. Now that we know what causes heart attacks, we can prevent them. Studies have shown that a vegan, pure vegetarian diet, rich in whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, can stop and even reverse heart disease. People following a plant-based diet have 2.5 times fewer cardiac events, including heart attacks, stroke, bypass surgery, and angioplasty. By switching to a vegan diet, you can significantly reduce and even eliminate your chances of dying from heart disease. And then just a word, contribution to heart disease related to dairy, also from GoVeg.com. Heart disease is America's number one killer, taking as many lives as almost everything else combined. Every day, 3,000 Americans suffer from heart attacks, and more than 1,200 of them die. Those who don't die often suffer another heart attack later. Because we now know what causes heart attacks, we can prevent them. Since the early 1970s, study after study after study has implicated cow's milk and other dairy products as a cause of heart disease and clogged arteries. One researcher, Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, from the Cleveland Clinic, the top-rated heart clinic in the U.S., makes people heart attack-proof by putting them on a vegan diet. Check out his groundbreaking paper in the American Journal of Cardiology, August 99. It's not just the fat and cholesterol in dairy products, but also the animal protein and milk carbohydrates that are linked to heart disease, as the following studies show. Quote, international statistics indicate that there is a close correlation between the consumption of saturated fats, dairy fats, and meat fats, and the mortality from coronary heart disease, and this conception has been confirmed by many epidemiological studies, concluded a study published in Circulation, a journal of the American Heart Association. Practically total replacement of dairy fats by vegetable oils in the diets was followed by a substantial reduction in the mortality of men from coronary heart disease. Total mortality also appeared to be reduced. When you go from animal proteins, animal fats, to vegetable proteins and vegetable fats, everything goes right in the world, I'll tell you. And, you know, we know about this. I mean, in our hearts, if you listen to your heart, you know that this is the case. And practically every week on this program, there's another study that comes out that confirms this. And I just want to touch upon one that was released Wednesday, February 9th. Reuters Health, the headline, protein from red meat, dairy, tied to heart risks. So if we're thinking about mom on Valentine's and how much we love her, well, here's what Amy Norton has to say. Quote, older women who eat a relatively larger amount of protein from red meat or dairy products may have an elevated risk of dying from heart disease, the results of a large study suggest. The findings, say researchers, call into question the long-term safety of high-protein diets, at least the ones that don't distinguish the protein in steak and cream from that in tofu and nuts. The investigators found that among more than 29,000 postmenopausal women, those who reported the highest intake of protein from red meat and dairy products had a roughly 40% higher risk of dying from heart disease over the next 15 years compared with the women with the lowest intake of these foods. The risk would seem to stem from the protein intake itself, according to lead author Dr. Linda Kellerman. The findings are published in the current issue of the American Journal of Epidemiology. High protein and fatty foods are staples of Atkins-style diets that shun carbohydrates, such as white bread and pasta. These diets have been shown to spur weight loss and dips in blood cholesterol in the short term. Many experts worry that if people stick with such a menu over time, it could spell trouble for the blood vessels and the heart. Although the new study looked at women's normal protein intake and not the high-protein, low-carb diets, it has implications for adherence to those weight loss plans, said Kellerman, an assistant professor of epidemiology at the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine in Rochester, Minnesota. I think it's very, quoting her, I think it's very relevant to them, she told Reuters Health. First and foremost, Kellerman said, people should recognize that not all proteins are equal, and replacing white bread and other highly processed carbs with steak and butter is not the way to go. She said the best way would be vegetable protein sources, such as beans, nuts, tofu, and peanut butter. The study found that women with the highest intake of these foods had a 30% lower risk of heart disease death than women with the lowest intakes of these foods. In contrast, the findings indicate that a woman who opts for 2 servings of red meat every day instead of a similar number of calories from carbs would have a 44% higher risk of dying from heart disease over the next 15 years. A similar pattern emerged when the researchers looked at dairy foods, including milk, cream, ice cream, yogurt, and cheese. So, for Valentine, what do we do? I ask you from the bottom of my heart to go vegan. Have a change of heart. Go to Follow Your Heart for your Valentine's, and instead of the Grizzler or Outbreak steak back whatever. In fact, when you go to a vegan restaurant, when you order vegan meals, like, and Follow Your Heart has a wonderful special. And we're going to be talking to the one of the founders and owners of Follow Your Heart in just a few moments, Bob Goldberg. And oh, do they have a wonderful menu for Valentine's for you? And when you're eating vegan foods, you can eat to your heart's content. So we will be talking to Bob Goldberg in just a few moments. And Follow Your Heart also gives us Veginase and better, which is better than mayonnaise for your heart, and vegan gourmet cheese alternatives, better than dairy for your heart, chicken-free chicken, better than a bird for your heart. So Bob coming up in just a few minutes, and please, I'd like to ask you to please have a heart yourself and maybe make a donation to this radio program so that we can purchase the airtime to keep on broadcasting every week. Chances are if we're not here, there'd be a commercial for McDevils or Burger King or Wendy's or Kills Jr. or Outbreak Steakhouse. Costs us money each and every week to purchase the airtime. You can make a tax-deductible donation. You make your check payable to Go Vegan. And if that word is new to you, V-E-G-A-N, I don't want spelling to stand in your way of doing this. I'm very important heartfelt process here. Make your check payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 40246. That's P.O. Box 40246. San Diego, 92164. Again, that zip code in San Diego, 92164. Such details are also available for you at the website, goveganradio.com, where this show will be available, and you can tell your friends. This show will be archived immediately and stay there forever as we celebrate your healthy heart for Valentine's. And, Valentine's, very romantic. Oh, it's a poetry inspired. I see the flyer that Follow Your Heart was giving out for their Valentine's Day celebration. There's a quote on there that says, "The heart is a thousand-stringed instrument that can only be tuned with love." So this is a holiday that, it inspires poetry. Like, beans, beans, good for the heart. The more you eat, the more your chances for a healthier, longer life. Okay, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We'll continue in a moment. Oh, perhaps we will have music from the heart today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Well, so, now you're thinking, I don't know, I was going to spend all this money on a steak dinner or go out for so-called seafood. Oh, what can I do to impress my significant other? Well, you know, women like shoes and men like comfortable shoes also. And maybe what you should do for Valentine's instead is check out Earth Vegan Footwear. I think it's the perfect Valentine's gift, the gift that will keep on giving all year, I tell you. I have two pairs of these. You can check out the website. It's earthvegan.us. Check out all the styles and take my word for it. These will be the most comfortable shoes that you ever wear. And why is that? Well, it's the unique design. Only Earth Vegan features the famous Calso negative heel technology designed by Danish yoga master Anne Calso. Earth Vegan promotes a natural way of walking. So natural, you feel like you're walking barefoot in the sand. And in fact, you know, with the beaches here in Southern California, I've walked barefoot in the sand, and then I opted to put on my Earth Vegans and then walk in the sand because it was more comfortable walking on the beach with my Earth Vegans on. But I wouldn't walk at Casa Beach. No, no, no. That's the beach for seals. Not at Casa Beach, but isn't it amazing that we have so many miles of beaches and we can't allow the seals to have their little place, their little rookery, their nursery, the pupping season coming up in La Jolla. So anyway, I do hope that you will check out Earth Vegan Footwear, certified vegan by the UK Vegan Society, and many styles of casuals for men and women. And if you go over to All Vegan, 4669 Park Boulevard, University Heights, you can check out Earth Vegan there too, or you can order from the website. But I think you'll there are people who've come to events and they've won the shoes, and they come back to me months later saying these are the most comfortable shoes I've ever had. So check them out. The website is earthvegan.us. The toll-free number 877-746-3364. Again, that's earthvegan.us.
MEATINKS. Meat stinks.
That it does, and of course you won't find any of that at the AR 2005 conference coming up in Los Angeles starting July 7th, a totally vegan affair. What a great event this is. If you haven't been to an AR animal rights conference, may I suggest that you attend this one. It's the Animal Rights Movement's Rights Movement's annual national conference, a forum for sharing knowledge and discussing strategies and tactics and networking and recharging our batteries. You have 90 wonderful speakers, 60 exhibits, cutting-edge videos covering all aspects of animal rights, and huge early registration discounts are in effect. Let's see, if you register by February 15th, that's this coming Tuesday, it's only $80, okay? Now, Wednesday, it goes up to $100, so you may want to save a few dollars there and check it out. You can go to the website, ar2005.org, ar2005.org, or you can call toll-free 888-ASK-FARM, 888-ASK-FARM. I think you're going to enjoy it. So check out the website and enjoy the huge discount, and also check out the discounts at the hotel there also. And this is happening at the Westin at LAX starting on July 7th. I hope to see you there.
Oh, no, now you're going to give the people animal burgers.
Stop it. So you're a vegan in need of a set of wheels, and sometimes that's an intimidating process, but you are certainly welcome at Bear Auto. You'll feel comfortable there. There are PETA posters on the walls at Bear Auto, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. Say hi to Gary there. He's a vegan, and no sales pressure there, except from the two rescued sales poodles Chet and Lewis, but, you know, their bark is worse than their bite. No pressure. You can choose from hundreds of recycled cars available there, boats and collector cars also. In fact, you can see the inventory at BearAutoSales.com. That's B-E-A-R AutoSales.com. And you'll find the directions there, information on in-house financing. And Bear Auto buys cars, will give cash, and special deals for vegans, okay? So head on over to Bear Auto. You can call them, 760-597-1600. Open 7 days a week.
This is going to be your fob landing.
Yes. Okay, we continue now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Feel like it takes me back to my old rock and roll disc jockey days now. But I can milk a theme, can't I? I can soy milk a theme, and that's what I'm doing. And right now, we want to talk to somebody who really puts his heart in his work, too. One of the founders of Follow Your Heart, which is a landmark establishment in the L.A. area. Everybody who eats knows Follow Your Heart in Canoga Park, right there on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga Canyon Boulevard. And what a wonderful place that is. It's a market and cafe and associated with the folks who give us great alternatives to animal products, Veganaise and vegan gourmet cheese alternatives, chicken-free chicken. And we have rumors of new delicious foods coming out. And welcome once again, Bob Goldberg.
Hey, Bob.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Terrific. Glad to have you back on the show with us again today.
Thank you. It's I'm really enjoying it. I've been on the phone here listening to the show, and I haven't been able to listen recently, and it's always a pleasure to hear your show, so I'm happy for the opportunity.
Ah, well, we have revamped the website, so you can go back and, you know, this show will be on the website practically immediately, and recent shows are on there. I think we have probably about 25 recent shows up, and we're going to strive to get 4 years worth on the website. I don't recommend that don't do 25 hours in a row. It's no telling what effect it might have on you. But
yeah, I have done that before. That is how I catch up on your shows while I'm working at my desk.
Well, thank you. So you were listening on the phone, which means we have at least one listener today. So. And the website is goveganradio.com. And, Bob, there's this great picture. You know, sometimes I sit at the counter there at Follow Your Heart, and I just love I love the food there. I'm always there. And there are some really great things there. You can get a vegan Reuben and a vegan club sandwich and, you know, all sorts of things that are vegan that are, I think I just recently had, it might have been enchiladas corazones or corazón.
Uh-huh,
corazón. Uh-huh. Whoa, are they delicious. And corazón means heart.
Yep.
So, but there's a picture that hangs over the counter there of some people maybe in their younger days. And, one would wonder how a successful natural foods establishment would come about. And what was it? Goes back to around 1973 or so?
Actually, 70.
1970?
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
It happened very, very gradually. There was a health food store in Canoga Park. It was called Johnny Weissmuller's American Natural Foods.
Oh, Tarzan.
I don't know how many of your listeners are
Tarzan fans?
Know who Johnny Weissmuller was, but he was once an Olympic swimming champion, and at least for some portion of his life, he was a vegetarian.
Oh.
And he had, I don't know, something like 6 gold Olympic medals. Mm.
And he did play Tarzan in the movies.
And he became he became one of the early Tarzans.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he just died just a couple of years ago, but he was associated with this store in name only. But here was this little health food store, and they had a little 7-seat juice bar in the back, which was not vegetarian at all. And
the juice bar wasn't vegetarian.
started running it and immediately changed it to a vegetarian.
All right, did I step on someone's name? I was just shocked that a juice bar wouldn't be vegetarian. What do they have, clamato or?
Well,
you know,
actually,
beef?
It wasn't really a juice bar. I think you'd call it a food bar. But what they served juice there. They didn't make them fresh. The they served hamburgers there. You can bleep that if you want. And with on whole wheat buns with alfalfa sprouts, and you know that was kind of the state of what was considered health food in 1970.
Hmm.
And of course, well, at least to some people. And then Michael came
today
in.
Still to many people actually.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Michael came in, and he, being a vegetarian, immediately decided to. Wasn't going to be that way anymore.
Michael
Bezant was really the first person who started Follow Your Heart. It wasn't called Follow Your Heart at the time, but he started took it over, threw the meat out. The store still sold meat, but the food bar was a concession that had separate ownership. He was sort of running it because the store, which was primarily a pill store, was not really very interested in having to do that. And Michael's ideas really revolutionized the food service in there, for sure, and it very quickly became very popular.
So,
everything was fresh, and it was vegetarian.
Oh, so he made it vegetarian.
A whole new approach to it.
In making it vegetarian, you're saying? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Everybody says, if you take the meat out of here, this place is going to die. Get ready to lock the doors. But it was just the opposite. We had to leave the doors open because there was a line going all the way out the door. We couldn't close it.
Right. And for 35 years now, you've had to leave the doors open,
yeah,
apparently.
Pretty much. At that point, it was only a lunch counter. A few years later, it ultimately, you know, we started serving dinner and then finally breakfast, and now it's pretty much... Well, it's not 24/7 yet, but from 8 in the morning until 9 or 10 some nights.
It feels like 24/7 sometimes.
Yes, it can.
So then there was some success with clientele who came there to eat on a regular basis, so it was building clientele?
Yeah, and, you know, there were people who came in and thought that the vegetarian thing was pretty peculiar. And I suppose... In the perspective of those days, it may have been. It certainly has grown dramatically since then. I mean, we've obviously always had vegetarians, but it's a much more popular thing today, and I'm happy to see that it is.
Right. So how did it continue to grow? It
really word of mouth. There weren't that many places that a vegetarian could go and not get treated like they were an oddball or be able to find a wide variety of foods that were suitable to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's certainly less true here in Southern California and in many places around the country than it was then. But...
Yeah, they flew me back from California for a job interview at a radio station in Washington, D.C., and since the radio station there had trade with a particular restaurant, that's where we were going no matter what. It was called Blackie's House of Beef.
Oh, boy.
Now, Matt...
They just didn't know what to feed you.
They didn't know what to do with you. No, the waitress was like, you know, yeah, okay, well, broccoli, what, butter? You're concerned about butter and the broccoli? What, you know, I mean, it's just so bizarre. So it was like, okay, well, that's... That's it. So let me go back to California.
You know, we were always, especially in the early days, we were very, very passionate about our dietary beliefs, and we would only allow people to work there who were vegetarians because we wanted people who really understood it, who could be it, you know, and explain it to people who had questions. And, you know, nowadays with a much, much larger staff, our staff is not 100% vegetarian anymore, but, boy, when somebody comes in there who isn't a vegetarian, they sure get an education about being a vegetarian. Many people come there really to learn more about it because they're looking for answers.
Sure, and a lot of the foods are familiar and comfortable to them, so they can have their veggie burgers or you know, different ethnic foods. And
that's always been our approach. We've wanted foods to be familiar to people who maybe hadn't really stepped fully into the health food thing until then, so that they could come in and at least try something that they had heard of before. Before they move on to the tempeh or the, you know, Rejuvelac or whatever.
So we have a cafe that was growing there, and then
Yeah, the cafe in the little store started off as 7 seats at the counter, went to 10, and we added a couple of tables. We got up to about 22 seats there, and then finally we just outgrew the place completely, and we moved a couple of blocks down to our current location, which incidentally used to be a butcher shop.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm glad it's being put to good use now. The location at 21825 Sherman Way in Canoga Park. So where does Veganez fit in the story here?
Veganez fits in the story because very early on, as needing an eggless mayonnaise, there weren't many choices out there. There were two products. There was an imitation mayonnaise, which we didn't particularly like, and then there was another product that claimed to be eggless and ultimately turned out not to be eggless.
Ooh.
And when we found out that it wasn't eggless, that the manufacturers of the product were actually buying a commercial mayonnaise and relabeling it,
Ooh.
It was a huge scandal and ended up in court.
Mm.
We were stuck. I mean, here we were, a sandwich bar with nothing to put on our sandwiches, and so we had to create something, and we came up with Veganez. That was back in the mid-70s.
Ah, so in the oh, I should translate for people who hear me talking about Veganez. Many people think the word is Veganez.
Uh-huh.
So I want them to know we're talking about the same thing here. And many still insist. I mean, I tell them, you know, it's Veganez. And they say, no, it's Veganez. Well, I know the people at Follow Your Heart. I know the real pronunciation. It doesn't matter. It's Veganez.
Yeah.
So, okay, they want to stick with that. You should also know that vegan gourmet cheese alternatives are often known as Follow Your Heart cheese out there. Just,
yes.
You know, just so you know, I'm out there in the street with the peeps here. And
yeah, even before that, that cheese was originally created by Angel McNall, who still works with us and is busy developing some wonderful new things. And Angel was teaching vegetarian cooking classes and recognized that there were so many people who the obstacle to them moving on to becoming a vegan was that there wasn't a viable cheese, and so she created that product. And since we were already in the business of manufacturing, I said, hey, this is a marriage made in heaven. Let's, you got to stop making this stuff in your kitchen. Let's do it big time.
Mm.
And it's been very well accepted.
It's catching on very well because, you know, it melts. So people who have craved pizza for so many years or enchiladas or nachos are really enjoying the vegan gourmet cheese. I know that.
Yeah, Angel worked very, very hard to make that product a good product, and we continue to improve it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever imagine the success that Veganez would have, though?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I couldn't have imagined it.
I mean, you're in Ralph's. If I go into Ralph's, you know, like, there's Veganez, you know? I mean, it's...
But it's sort of interesting. In the real early days, health food stores, we dreamed about changing the way people ate. We didn't know exactly how that would happen. We thought just maybe by example, because it was intrinsically better for us, that people would ultimately see the light. And I don't think we really imagined how that would happen, how it would come about, but it really has. There's so many, you can really go into just about any supermarket these days and find a health food section where there are better for you alternatives, and things like Veganez and the cheeses are starting to show up.
Yeah, and that's pretty amazing. And by the way, you know, for my Thanksgiving feast, you were kind enough, Follow Your Heart was kind enough to prepare the foods, and I had to go out to your new plant out there. It looked like a space age factory out of a James Bond movie or something.
Yeah, I'm actually talking to you from there right now. Yeah. We're really proud of this place and pleased that we were able to build a facility that's as environmentally appropriate as this one is, being a fully solar-powered facility.
You hear that? Your Veginase is created at a solar-powered facility.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. We're actually producing more power from our roof here than we use, so we put it back onto the grid, and some other people are using our green power.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah. Well, they go hand in hand, you know, the concern for diet, animals, environment. You have Valentine's Day specials?
Oh, Bob.
Uh-oh.
You know what? We actually had two Valentine's dinners. There's the one that tomorrow night that's on Valentine's. But we also have an executive chef, Evie Palumbo, who comes in at least one night a week. And last Wednesday night did an incredible Valentine's special that I just it just makes me weak in the knees when I think about it. It was so good. It's one of the best meals I've ever had in my life, and she poured so much love into it. It was like eating love. It was fantastic.
Oh my gosh! And this is what will be there tomorrow.
Actually, tomorrow's dinner will be a different menu, but equally decadent, different chef, but and. You know, the menu goes on and on and on, so anybody who is interested in the menu can go to the Follow Your Heart website, just followyourheart.com, and it's on the What's New button, our Valentine's specials. And
okay, we'll cancel those reservations at the Sizzler or Outbreak Steakback or Steakhouse or whatever, and get ready to go to Follow Your Heart tomorrow for Valentine's. Well, just give us a little, you know.
You know, one of the things that we're excited about this year is that there has been an item in past years that has been offered, which was a stuffed French toast that had cream cheese in it. And we've always, you know, there really was not a good alternative to cream cheese, but that's really where Angel's been putting her efforts lately, and we've developed a wonderful vegan cream cheese, which is superior to anything that is out there, in my opinion, right now, because there's no hydrogenated fat, there's no preservatives, it's a clean product, completely vegan, and that will enable us to begin to use that in things like the stuffed French toast, which of course doesn't have any eggs either,
mm-hmm.
but absolutely luscious. I tried a sample of it the other day.
Is that going to be there for tomorrow's Valentine's?
We are going to have that.
The new Follow Your Heart cream cheese, vegan cream. Oh, this is... This is great. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. And then it comes out available in stores at some time soon, I hope?
Hopefully by the end of the year. We'll probably introduce it at the Natural Products Expo this March here in Anaheim.
I will see you there.
We're working on it right now.
I seem to loiter by the Follow Your Heart booth at the Natural Products Expo.
Doesn't have anything to do with the free vegan pizza, does it?
It might. Free vegan food. That's the way to my heart. Oh, well, that's terrific. Well, it's a wonderful success story, you know, because, you know, as you know, I had to point out to you that Veginase was mentioned in the book, Stroke Free for Life from Dr. David Weber's, you know, so that's a high compliment when somebody's saying, well, get animal products out of your diet, and here's an alternative, Veginase. So, and thank you for the wonderful alternatives and for being there so many years. It's a real hangout for everybody in L.A.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a real honor to do that. We just started off doing what we were, it was an extension of our own lives. And it's turned out to be a real nice community there. People have been coming there since they were kids or since, you know, some of them inside their moms,
mm-hmm.
have been eating there, and now are working there or bringing their own kids there, and it's a very wonderful and fulfilling thing to be involved in.
So I see Valentine's Day dinner, stuffed maragot, filled with non-dairy asparagus mousse, topped with fresh herbed white sauce, served with a grilled artichoke, topped with a non-dairy lemon sauce, our chef's special homemade garlic bread, and your choice of soup or a special baby spinach salad with roasted... That's the only time we can't eat babies, by the way, is this special baby spinach salad with roasted peppers and almonds and blueberry vinaigrette and dessert and decadent chocolate desserts, and it's just the place to be tomorrow. It's Follow Your Heart, and Valentine's is the perfect holiday to celebrate at Follow Your Heart, which is at 21825 Sherman Way, Canoga Park. It's a block and a half east of Topanga Canyon Boulevard on the north side of the street there, and it's a wonderful place. And go in, buy a jar of Vegenaise, and I must say my popularity basically is that I open up a few cans of garbanzo beans, cut up a few onions and celery. Mix up Vegenaise in that and a little Bragg liquid aminos, for the salt flavor. And people are always asking me for the recipe, and I'm so embarrassed that it's so simple and that I just gave away the recipe and the secret to, you know, my gourmet chefery. So.
There'll be a 10-minute gap in the tape.
While I edit that out, because I want that to be in my book. Here's the recipe you wanted. So, well, thanks, Bob Goldberg.
You mentioned a book. We do Follow Your Heart Cookbook is going to be coming out in May of this year.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'll have to be sure and send you a copy.
Send me a copy, definitely. And I guess you didn't put my recipe in there yet, so I'm safe for my own book when it comes
next
out.
Next time.
Volume 2, the sequel. So, Bob Goldberg, thank you for being with us again today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. And again, you can go to the website. Go to the website, followyourheart.com, and go to Follow Your Heart tomorrow for their wonderful Valentine's special. Hey, we will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and let's see here. There are a few things I wanted to mention, and will, because it's my radio show. But not really, because to pay for it, I need wonderful advertisers like Follow Your Heart, who has been advertising on the show for 4 years, every week now for 4 years, supporting the show. And I hope you'll consider making a tax-deductible donation. You can make it to... payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. That information is on the website, goveganradio.com. Next week, in celebration of Black History Month, we will talk to Cassandra Moreau-Wims, president of the International African Vegetarian Network and Friends. We will talk about, is soul food slave food? That's a subject that will come up on next week's show. How about a free screening coming up this week? Please, I want you, this is one that'll grab your heart, I tell you. It's a screening that's put on by the University Students for the Ethical Treatment of Animals over at UCLA. And what they have going is a screening of... Peaceable Kingdom. And actually, Laurie Boston will be there, one of the founders of Farm Sanctuary, prominent in the film, and food there from Native Foods. So that's coming up on the 16th. That means this Wednesday at UCLA Dodd Hall, room 147. Free admission, although donations are appreciated, even if it's just $1. But it doesn't have to be. Your attendance is more important than any payment at the door. So the screening's free. $1 donation at the door is optional, appreciated, but not required. And again, that's coming up on the 16th, Wednesday, Dodd Hall. And you can go to studentgroups.ucla.edu/USETA just head on over there. Oh, it's at 4 p.m., okay? 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Wanted to make sure I had the time there for you. And this message from the Animal Legislative Action Network: the March 28th Los Angeles City election will be one of the most important ever for the Los Angeles humane community. It'll be a test of whether animal lovers in the city can come together to create a block of votes to remove the indifference to the issues of companion animal abandonment that plague the city. I continue with the message from the Animal Legislative Action Network, who is asking those throughout the city of Los Angeles who care about the way that city policies and politics affect the thousands of abandoned dogs and cats and coexistent wildlife within the city. Alan asks you to register to vote and then vote to remove the current city leadership that has all been paralyzed the ability to address the needs of these animals, with over 35,000 adoptable dogs and cats killed every year. ALAN, and I invite you to visit the website alanpac.com, alanpac.com. So Alan Pack recommends that you vote for Walter Moore for mayor, a relative unknown, but he's who's left a lucrative law practice. He has a message of fiscal restraint for the city, but he also has made it his mission to stop the killing of adoptable animals immediately. The next endorsement from the Animal Legislative Action Network is for the 5th City Council District. In that district, the recommendation is David Tai Vahedi. Vahedi, V-A-H-E-D-I, a young, aggressive, tireless crusader for rational, accountable city government. He understands the issues of shelter malfeasance and will work aggressively to make Los Angeles a no-kill city. So ALAN says he deserves your support if you live in the 5th District, and that's where the current representative is, Jack Weiss. And finally, in the 3rd District, the West Valley, the Animal Legislative Action Network is recommending that you vote and support the campaign of Green Crusader Jeff Bornstein. So that is the endorsement there, ALAN against Dennis Zine and for Bornstein, also against Jack Weiss and for Vahedi. And interestingly enough, Weiss and Zine were the ones who voted for the Hatriot Act, and didn't vote for the city in its resolution against the Patriot Act. So, okay, put this on your calendar. You know, I know it's, often what might seem the distant future, but here's going to be a wonderful day for us all. Sunday, May 1st, 12 noon. Join us at Sunset Bowl, 3093 Claremont Drive, and we are bowling for the animals. It's San Diego's 7th annual Bowling for the Animals. Go to the website, bowlingfortheanimals.org. You can bowl, you can sponsor, you can make contributions, you can volunteer. In fact, if you want to volunteer, call 619-561-8653. We will have wonderful food there, wonderful vegan food from many of the restaurants around the San Diego area. You can win a fabulous Las Vegas vacation, prizes galore. And all of this benefits four wonderful organizations: the House Rabbit Society, St. Nicholas Hope for Animals, doing wonderful work on both sides of the border for animals and attempting to put a shelter together for the animals in Mexico. San Diego Animal Advocates will also be a beneficiary, as will Go Vegan Radio, this here radio show, Go Vegan. So this event will help us to pay for the airtime that we need to purchase each and every week. That's what it is. Free speech is expensive, you know, and the monopolies are in place. We can say goodbye to Colin Powell's son, Michael, and thank him for all the consolidation where we don't have access to the airwaves, except if we buy the time, and that's what I have to do. So I hope that you will send a tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan, P.O. Box 40246, and that's San Diego 92164. Also, go to bowlingfortheanimals.org and put it on your calendar. Sunday, May 1st, 12 noon, we're bowling for the animals. What a blast that will be. Okay, well, I wish you a happy Valentine's, and out to Casa Beach for the seals today. It's our heart, our Valentine card for them. Above the sand there, we will form a heart. And thanks to Stephanie's Bakery in Ocean Beach for making it sweet for all the sweethearts coming out there and donating the strudel. Okay, so hope to see you out there, and go vegan. Thank you for not eating or wearing animals. That's the loving thing to do.